Beer Tuesday, Jones and Keefe, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. It is not only a Tier Tuesday, it's also a Tom E. Tuesday. We'll talk to Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, 1/2 hour from now at high noon. Get a breakdown on this past weekend's game. Look ahead to the Patriots and Texans with Tom Curran. But we have tiers today, Keith. We're going to be tiering off head coaching candidates
now that
the coaching cycle is really starting to heat up.
8 openings right now. It's a quarter of the league. We're wondering maybe there'll be a 9th with the Steelers, possibly the 10th with the Packers. They haven't extended LaFleur yet, so we'll see. There could be as many as 10 openings. So here are some of the big names. We're going to go with 15, 16, 17 names or so that are going to be getting some interviews. Our tiers today, we'll start with championship.
Championship.
Yeah, these are the home run hires.
You hire this guy.
Oh, yeah.
You're probably going to win a championship. Okay.
Tier below that. Give me that.
Give me that.
If my team needed a coach, I'd say give me that.
Give me that. I mean, I want the championship guy.
Yeah, but I don't
get the championship guy. Give me that.
Give me that, too.
Yeah.
Assistant to the regional manager.
And that's where you have an assistant regional manager.
Yes, it is. Assistant to the regional manager.
Same thing. These are more so like your... Maybe be a coordinator. Maybe you're a coordinator, and that should be a thing that you do as a coordinator. You're not a bad coach.
No. Just a bad head coach.
Yeah.
You're kind of the assistant to the regional manager. Yeah, okay.
And then lastly, can't win with him.
Cannot win with him.
No.
This is somebody you don't want really anywhere near your football team. Okay.
Yeah. So let's go with that, and Billy will throw some names at us, and we'll tear them up.
Thomas Brown.
Thomas Brown on the Pat staff.
Yeah, not even a coordinator.
No, or is he the passing game coordinator?
Well, I think he might be. He's not an offensive coordinator.
But working with Mike Vrabel, he's also worked with Sean McVay before as well. So those are two coaches to be linked to. He's already been a couple teams interested in interviewing Thomas Brown. You know, hopefully they're giving him a real chance. I don't know.
Well, let's cross off. Well, yeah, you know, I mean, unfortunately
you don't
know. Let's cross off championship and give me that. Is that safe?
Yeah.
So we're negotiating between assistant to the regional manager or can't win with him.
Yeah, I think assistant to the regional manager. You got to get some of that shine from being with the Pats, I would think, with this year. And it was a guy that Mike Vrabel wanted. And he probably wanted him to be the offensive coordinator, honestly. But Kraft was like, no, we're going to go with Josh McDaniels, which has worked out. But I say we put him in that category for now.
And that's where you have an assistant regional manager.
Assistant to the regional manager.
Same thing.
It's not. It's not, though.
Brian Flores.
All right, Brian Flores to me is a gimme dad.
So gimme dad.
Brian Flores, you know, famously the Bill Belichick coaching tree guys, not great. I don't consider Vrabel in the coaching tree. I know you do. But I'd say guys that coached with him that were on his staff, Flores has actually had some success. Flores and then Bill O'Brien, admittedly, in Houston, at least got his team to the playoffs.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien was, you know, the best of that lot, but he wasn't good.
No, he wasn't good. But... Brian Flores,
let's rephrase. He was fine. I'm sorry.
But he made the playoffs. So like, Flores, you can't say failure. He's not Mangini or Patricia or McDaniels or
an absolute
Weiss or
tire fire
Cornell
of a coach.
Right.
So Flores had some success in Miami. He's not a completely failed head
coach. Well, and what's funny too is like he was dealing with a whole lot. Obviously, there's like a lawsuit going on. I mean, they were telling him to like tank games. Like it was not a great place to be a head coach.
He hated Tua.
Yeah, and at the time, you're like, oh, he's not handling his young quarterback correctly.
In retrospect.
Maybe he gets more points now for realizing he was dealing with Tua.
So I say give me that. What do you say?
I think he's closer to championship.
Oh, wow.
But the Belichick tree thing kind of does scare me a little bit.
Give me that.
He's been the defensive coordinator for the Vikings for the last 3 seasons, and they've had good defenses.
Yep.
I'll say give me that. I think it'll be like top end of the give me that.
Yeah, I think he's a really good candidate this cycle. I just think, for me personally, he's going to be below some other names you're going to hear. So I'd put him at gimme that.
Jeff Hafley.
I would put Hafley on the same tier.
Gimme that.
That's where I would put him.
I mean, he got Boston College all the way to the top. So he was a great college coach.
He's very well regarded as a D coordinator there. I mean, look.
They do like him, though. He's with Green Bay.
The defense looks very different without Micah Parsons. Like, I could probably coach a defense with Micah Parsons. But I would put him on gimme that. I mean, I'd choose, if we want to rank within the tier, Keith, I'd take Flores before Hafley.
He does have a lot of coaching experience for a younger guy. Like, he's been coaching like right away.
And he has a lot of success. I mean, even BC aside, which is, you know, about as successful as you could be at BC.
Yeah.
You know, he's a good defensive coordinator in college. He's been a good defensive coordinator in the league. So I would put him on gimme that. Is that where you would put him?
Yeah, but like I don't think he's as good as Flores as a candidate.
Agreed. But so okay.
But it's not power ranking.
You also want to rank within the tier.
I don't so want Flores, to. I'm just saying
so about Flores.
I would
left,
say he's closer to assistant to the regional manager.
Yes.
I think he's way closer to that.
I agree.
Okay. All right.
John Harbaugh.
That's a championship.
He has to be the top coach.
Championship.
Or at least one of the top coaches. Mm-hmm. We'll see how it all shakes out. But yeah, it doesn't mean he was perfect in Baltimore, but of all the guys that are available, I would think all eight teams should be interested and should be like, yeah, come take over our team. Because he's not super old,
nope.
But he's been there for a really long time. He had success. He won a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco.
Mm-hmm. He did not with Lamar.
No, he didn't.
So that is a strike against
but
him.
But Lamar may not win with anybody.
And I'll tell you, that's true. His next phase is going to be real important for how we define him, like, forever. Like, mm-hmm. I think this next job is going to be very important. His legacy is not secure to me because you won with my guy Flacco earlier in your career. If you couldn't win with Lamar, who's a two-time MVP, and then you go to, like, the Giants and stink it up or the Dolphins and stink it up, that's really going to change how I look at you. But right now, I think he's the best coach on the market or at least available. So I'd put him at championship,
Vance Joseph.
Okay, that's where you have an assistant regional manager.
Assistant to the regional manager.
Same thing.
He's having the time of his life. Yeah,
he's the Broncos D coordinator?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I guess you can't put him on, can't win with him. He is a good coordinator.
Watch him now on the screen.
We could put him on his own tier. No, I think assistant to the regional manager, the guy's a coordinator, and I wouldn't.
But he's a good coordinator.
Yeah.
So. And here he is. Having the time of his life.
Where would you, if we're going to rank within the power rankings?
Yeah, I wouldn't want him.
Him or Thomas Brown.
I wouldn't want him.
Okay.
I wouldn't want him. Power ranking within there, I would guess maybe I'd lean Thomas Brown because of offense, I guess. But, like, no, Vance Joseph
and just because we don't really know. He was an interim coach in Chicago, but we don't really know.
But that's the kind of thing where, like, Vance Joseph, and I, you know, if there's a young offensive head coach somewhere, like, grab him to be your defensive coordinator, and then maybe you're off and running.
It'd be a good pairing. Yeah. Yep.
Mike McCarthy.
All right.
I kind of think, give me that.
Yeah, okay. I don't think championship.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely not championship.
He did win a championship.
Yeah, and he's too good for coordinator. If you wanted to say can't win with him, I guess I would understand it, but he had a better run in Dallas than people think. Now, those are talented teams.
Yeah.
But he had a better run in Dallas.
Yeah, 6-10, 12-5, 12-5, 12-5, 7-10 fired.
Yeah, I mean, he was not bad. In Dallas. In fact, I think he had a higher winning percentage in Dallas than Vrabel had in Tennessee. So
he doesn't seem very inspiring.
No, he's not. But if I have a young quarterback, you can do worse than hiring him. That's maybe not the greatest compliment in the world, but I'd put him on give me that.
Yeah, give me that.
Cliff Kingsbury.
All right, I like Cliff Kingsbury.
Cannot win with him.
Right. No, Cliff Kingsbury. No, whoa, no. I wouldn't go that far.
Assistant to the regional.
Yeah,
manager.
Yeah. I want him as a coordinator.
Cannot win with him.
No, stop it. I think he's an assistant to the regional manager.
Such a good coordinator got canned after 2 years.
Yeah, but that was stupid. They shouldn't have fired him. I think that was a mistake.
Yeah,
how does he have Jaden Daniels look like a top five quarterback 1 year? Then Jaden Daniels hurt, and they're like, see ya, buddy.
Also,
hit the bricks.
That was so weird. I bet he was, like, ignoring his duties on the job, like, to go get a head coaching. Like, I bet they fired him not based on performance, I don't think. Mariota was actually pretty good. I bet there's something else going on there.
Oh,
like,
there could
be. Like, he was just completely, you know, head in the sand when it came to the team because he was so focused
that
on his next
game.
Such
a panic move. Like, we need to, somebody needs to pay for this season because we were so surprisingly good the year before and then really bad this year. We're going to fire the offensive coordinator. But I think that's a mistake. I think if somebody else brings him in, same thing, flip it, right, with Vance Joseph. Like, if a defensive head coach takes over somewhere and they grab him, I think they'll be in good shape.
Okay. Who else?
Clint Kubiak.
It's a hard one. He was awful last year in New Orleans, and then he's been good this year. With Seattle, you know, like JSN, like fully broke out.
Yeah.
Darnold was pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't really want him, though, as a coach. Like, I would feel great if he's my hire.
He gets the Kyle Shanahan shine, right?
Yep.
From 23. He was with the Niners as the passing game coordinator. Yeah, it didn't do a whole lot with the Saints.
Is he gimme that or assistant to the regional manager?
And that's where you have an assistant regional manager.
That's where
assistant to the regional manager.
Same thing.
That's where I personally would put him, but I think he's going to get a job, so I think he has some value.
So I'll answer it because we're doing the show today. But if the Seahawks light it up and Sam Darnold has, like, this great playoff performance.
Great point.
Then I think he shoots to the top.
Great point. We might be ranking this a week too early for him specifically.
But if he struggles.
If they do what I think they're going to do.
Oh, if he looks like Sam Darnold in the playoffs did a year ago, they're like, all right, even, you know, Clint Kubiak can only do so much.
Right.
So where are we putting him now? You want to put him
I'd put him on assistant to the regional manager, but we can break a tie if you want.
No,
if you want to put him
no, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Mike McDaniel.
Is everybody going to be a coordinator?
Yeah.
No, not everybody. Not everybody.
Do we have no one on Can't Win With Them yet? That's not where I would put. That's not where I'm.
Not yet.
I'm just curious.
Not
okay.
yet.
All right,
we're working our way through the list.
Mike
I think
McDaniel
assistant
is
to the regional manager.
Yeah, he'd be a good coordinator.
He'd be a great coordinator.
And that's where you have an assistant regional manager.
Assistant to the regional manager.
Same thing.
Yeah, you could be the Dwight Schrute somewhere.
Yeah, too much of a spineless squid to be a head coach. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Jesse Minter.
Okay, Jesse Minter, I think, is gimme that.
Gimme that.
The defense was really good.
Gimme that.
I think so, too.
I think that's a good place for him. I think his defense acquitted themselves nicely in that playoff game.
So, like, if he goes, say, like, the Dolphins, who need somebody, and the Dolphins get Jesse Minter, and then they get, like, Cliff Kingsbury with them.
It's a good match.
Like, okay,
that's
a good, now you got something
that's
there.
A good fit. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Or, as we said earlier, Flores, those would be the right kind of fits there. Yep. Yeah. Okay, who else?
Matt Nagy.
That's cannot a, win
that's
with
a can't
him.
Can't win with him. There we go.
I couldn't believe when I saw his name pop up again in a bunch of spots. I'm like, what are we doing? Why would you want Matt Nagy?
That was an empty tier. By the way, I thought I saw this name last night. Well, I might need to add a name as we go along, but let's see if we get to him. Okay, Matt Nagy is can't win with him. I can't believe he's getting interviews.
Yeah.
He don't even call the plays in Kansas City.
I didn't realize he made the playoffs twice in Chicago. Now, one of those years they were 8-8.
Yeah.
And he's 0-2. He's 0-2 in the playoffs. Yeah, I think that was the year that he was the Nickelodeon valuable player, I think.
Can't win with him. That's where he goes.
Yeah, Matt Nagy. Yeah. See you later.
Robert Sala.
Same.
Oh, you got him that low?
Oh, I guess he is at least a decent coordinator.
I think he can coordinate a defense.
Yeah, that's
right?
That's fair.
All right.
And that's where you have an assistant regional manager.
Assistant to the regional manager.
Yeah, you're more coordinator than anything, but yeah. I feel like you can't win with that guy.
No, I don't want him, but yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Chris Shula.
What are you doing with Chris Shula? I saw his name everywhere. People like Chris Shula. Now, again, he's with the Rams. The Rams don't just get offensive coordinator's jobs. They've gotten defensive coordinator's jobs, too. So he's been the defensive coordinator the last 2 years with the Rams.
I mean, I guess by default, give me that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, because at least he's a little bit unknown in that part. Like, there's a little bit of, like, he hasn't failed as a head coach.
I think him and Minter are the same, although I guess we're being a little harsh on Clint Kubiak when you look at it. But I don't fully trust anything that's going on in Seattle.
No.
Those guys should all be close. Yeah, I'd put Shula, give me that.
Right. Give me that.
Steve Spagnuolo.
I mean, he has to be assistant to the regional manager.
100%.
These guys
he's
are
like
all,
the face of it.
These guys are all just coordinators.
And that's where you have an assistant regional manager.
Assistant to the regional manager.
I didn't realize this exercise was going to go this way, but yeah, they all are just coordinators. Well, John Harbaugh and coordinators. That's what we've come up
with. And like
with.
A few first hot.
That's
hot
it.
Well, look, there's a few more names, Keith.
Oh, yeah, there are.
Who else we got?
Kevin Stefanski.
I can't say championship.
No.
Can you?
No, but
definitely give me that.
Yeah, definitely give me that. You know, he was a good coach in Cleveland. Yeah. Now, you know, he's going to have to really validate that by going to another job and proving that he's a good head coach elsewhere. Because this year did not go well.
Yeah.
But I think he's gimme that. I think he's a highly sought-after candidate. Gimme that.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick.
Ooh. Okay.
Cannot win with him.
Okay. Well, I agree with that.
There might be something else. I mean, he might need his own tier. I don't think it's fair to put him on a Matt Nagy tier. Now, he might be below Matt Nagy at this
okay.
point.
Okay. What are you proposing?
Not talking about this?
We're not talking about this. Yeah.
Very famous interview that he did.
Those are most of the owners when it comes to Bill Belichick getting interviews. We're not even going there, guys.
So do you think there's any kind of behind the scenes, you can't tell anybody, we won't tell anybody, any kind of communication with NFL teams, 8 openings and Belichick?
No.
No, I bet there's some sort of back channeling going on with Bill's so plugged in that I bet there's some kind of back channeling just as like, you know,
but they're
in good faith. Look, we're gonna. I'm friendly with Bill, or so and so in the ownership group, or in the front office is friendly with Bill. It's not going to be an official interview, but we'll meet with him because the man's desperate and thirsty for a job. So we'll meet with him. But yeah, I could see some back channeling like that going on, or
do any of the teams
or talking to like Bill's agent or something about it. Like I could see something like that, but he's not going to get a real interview because it's embarrassing for him to actually interview like he did with the Falcons and not get the job.
Is there any of the teams that even make any sense? So let me just rip through them real quick. Would the Ravens reach out to Bill? Would the Giants?
I think that's the kind of team through back channeling would. Yes.
Giants could.
Yeah.
Titans?
No.
No, there's no reason.
He's got a place in Tennessee. He'd take the job, but no.
Raiders. I feel like
Brady's another one who would do
Brady's
it.
Brady's there.
Yep.
But the Pete Carroll thing, I think, really throws it off.
No, they won't hire him.
They won't hire him. But like, but Brady, the Brady connection. So the Giant connection and the Brady connection.
If Bill's like, I'm interested in the job, would Brady talk to him? Or would he talk to Bill's agent or something?
Yeah.
Or they would. Yeah, I think
but
that's
he's got to be kind of afraid and gun shy, like, if this gets out.
No chance he gets the job. But
no. Browns.
No.
He basically won the Ravens that Super Bowl after coaching the Browns. No, the Browns bring him back?
Not them.
40 years later, 30 years later? Cardinals, no. Falcons, obviously, no.
Totally out.
And Dolphins.
No.
Yeah, so at
Dolphins
least, though,
would be interesting, though. I forget who floated this.
It'd be amazing. In the division?
Okay, not only that. He goes and sets the wins record for the Dolphins?
Oh, yeah, the Shula thing. Oh, yeah, so they won't actually probably
they
do
probably
it. They
wouldn't.
Probably care too much
but
about it.
But that would be amazing if they did.
So, yeah, he's got to hold his breath for the Giants or the Raiders to call him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, I think we missed one name.
He'd be great with Jackson Dart.
I think we missed one name, Keith.
For coaching candidates?
Yes.
Who do you got?
What about Josh McDaniels?
Nobody's coaching him.
Okay, so don't we put him on?
Oh, can't win with him.
Cannot win with him.
That's where I'd put him.
Yeah, I'd put him there, too.
Wasn't Jason Garrett also getting interviews?
Ooh.
Oh, good one. Yeah, put Jason Garrett on there.
Let's
fill up that tier a little bit.
Right,
yeah, Jason Garrett goes there, too.
Jason Garrett and Josh McDaniels.
Yeah. You're not winning anything with those guys.
He was the lone voice picking the Chargers, though, on Sunday. I give him credit for standing alone. He's wrong. He proved to be wrong.
Jason Garrett, I think, is a bum head coach, but that's another one where if you look at his tenure in Dallas, it's actually probably not as bad as you remember.
Yeah, but it's the same stuff. It's like they had a ton of talent. They won some games, no playoff games. They would never win playoff games.
No, they wouldn't.
Ever.
Okay.
They're like the Steelers. They're the NFC Steelers.
I think
big fancy logo. Everyone's like, oh, remember how good they used to be? Oh, I remember. And then they would get there and they would lose.
But some of that.
He actually had one season under 500 there.
Yeah, I'm saying.
They're the NFC Steelers.
He was Jeff Fisher, basically. He was 8-8 the whole time.
What was his playoff? Was his playoff record the same as Vrabel in Tennessee? I think he was 2-3 or something like that. So, I mean, McCarthy and Garrett.
Did he win games?
I thought so when I looked it up. Maybe. Because when he emerged in the coaching cycle a week or so ago, I was laughing at it.
Looks like he was 2-3.
Yeah, it was the same as Vrabel. So, look, Dallas had way more talent, but
no conference championships. So that's the difference.
Nope, but he won playoff games in multiple runs. Vrabel did it all in one run.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess there's two ways to look at that. But anyway, yeah, you're not winning with him. I'm not trying to argue him too high.
I just think
that tenure is probably a little better than you remember. Is all I'm saying. Okay, what are the tiers?
All right, so the tiers, we have the championship tier for the coaching, the potential coaching candidates out there. John Harbaugh alone on the top tier.
That sounds right.
Give me that. Brian Flores, Jeff Hafley, Mike McCarthy, Jesse Minter, Chris Shula, Kevin Stefanski.
Okay, pretty good.
The assistant to the regional manager, Thomas Brown, Vance Joseph, Cliff Kingsbury, Clint Kubiak, Mike McDaniel, Robert Saleh, Steve Spagnuolo.
It's a crowded tier, but yeah. I think it's accurate. Is.
Can't win with them. Matt Nagy, Josh McDaniels, Jason Garrett.
Good. Couple of late entries there to fill that one up.
And not talking about this, Bill Belichick. Pretty good.
Honestly, perfect.
Pretty good tier. So Terps back in the shop cooking that one up and should be available on Twitter and Instagram shortly.
All right. Check it out at Jones and Keefe, as Keefe just said. Twitter and Instagram. Those are the tiers brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. It is a Tier Tuesday. It's Tommy Tuesday. Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston at high noon. We'll get to another Celtics rant about the refs. This isn't as good as Jalen.
No.
But it's worth getting to.
Might not cost him $35,000 like Jalen.
Nah, it might cost him something.
Yeah.
We'll get to it next.